Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are on KogoCast, the Real Estate Investors Podcast. I'm your host, JT DeSocio. We are back. This is part two with our Vice President of Broker Development, speaker, trainer, mentor, Gary Myers is back. We actually held him over. I mean, that's just, you know.
How you doing?
You don't have anything better to do, do you, dude?
Oh, man. I mean. You know, I'm flying to a funding tour tomorrow to go teach.
I got takeout coming.
Yeah. Chinese? Hey,
you want Chinese?
What do we got?
We'll make it work. Peter, can we make that work?
Make anything work.
Hey, all right. Oof. Yeah, we can get some of that in. But yes, you're flying out. Where are you headed to on this?
Tomorrow I leave for Austin, Texas. So we've got a funding tour that I'll be speaking at in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Okay, so the nationwide funding tour. This is our introductory 3-day tuition-paid real estate course. We are nationwide. We have different cities, different dates. You can go to fundingtour.com. Select the city and dates that you'd like. It's tuition-paid, folks. That means free. You will have the opportunity to upgrade to VIP, and the confirmations department here at Secured Investment Corp will be happy to describe all that comes with that. But get in there, opt in, get your info, pick a city, get in on it, change your life. All right, fundingtour.com. We're back. We were continuing a discussion that we had in the last episode, and I'm going to start off by doing the generic fly the flag broadcasting question.
I love it.
Why do you broker? Why brokering?
Why brokering? That's a great question. And probably a lot of you at home are like, why broker? A lot of people, when they get involved with real estate, they think about real estate agents. Oh,
right.
I just don't want to drive people around showing
houses. Yeah, I don't want to open up a house. Hey, this is a great kitchen. Hey, that's a great bathroom.
What I also love is all of the reality TV shows now, the HGTV, you know, huge blow up right now,
right.
Which is getting a lot of people involved with wanting to fix and flip houses. What I love about brokering is, A, you're providing a service for those people.
Hmm.
Because people want to retire, and they know that most millionaires invest in real estate.
Right.
And, you know, people are now starting to think, the baby boomers are starting to think about retirement and how to leave a legacy for their children and their grandchildren. Brokering as an aspect is, it's another tool in the tool belt to build revenue. It's an income stream.
Okay.
Providing a service to help others get access to capital and private money.
A little more direct and a little more speedy, right?
Yes. Okay. And what's cool about it, JT, is you don't have to deal with contractors. You don't have to deal with timing in regards to, oh my goodness, it took 6 months to get this thing fixed and flipped and on the market. Why is it not
selling?
Got to
wait for the appraisal. Got to wait for the inspection. Got to do the repairs on the inspection.
You find somebody who's got a good deal that needs money. You help them, lock them in with a lender, mm-hmm. collect all the paperwork, get the paperwork to the lender. Lender says, let's close. You're done.
That's it.
You can typically get paid 1-3% on every transaction you do. JT, we just had Nate Marshall. Nate Marshall through the system just closed a little over a $7 million transaction. He charged 3%.
Seriously?
And he just got a broker check for $210,000.
$7 million. Where is Nate Marshall?
Nate's out of Colorado.
Colorado.
Nate follows us. So he'll be watching this podcast. But congratulations, Nate.
Congratulations, man. Excellent. Strong work.
$210,000 on a commercial transaction. And all he did is little work.
He just, yeah.
I mean, it took probably 2 months, 3 months to get done.
Okay.
However, how often do you make $210,000 in 3 months?
And one deal.
In one deal.
With one contact. Pair one lender with one buyer.
Didn't have to hire a contractor. Didn't have to pick up a hammer. Didn't have to wait for the process of getting it done. All you do is collect paperwork and send it to a lender.
Wow.
And that's what I love about it.
That's fantastic.
Another case study we got is I got Alvin's son. Alvin's son just brokered 4 deals last month for over $5.5 million.
Alvin's son's out of where?
California.
California, okay.
What's cool about this, most of those deals were not in California, so they're across the nation. That's,
interesting.
That's the cool part. So he just closed, you know, 4 loans last month. So that's people are making money in the brokering aspect. So that's what I love about it. So there's multiple ways to get. It's another tool in the tool belt. That's what it is.
Another tool in the tool belt. Many different ways to fix and flip or just general in real estate investing. And we hope you guys check it out. Remember where it begins, Nationwide Funding Tour. You want to get in on it. We have dates in cities. Gary is almost never here. In fact, we had to, Peter Slaney and I, the executive producer, we had to practically bag the guy, tie him down, and say, hey, you're doing a podcast. So,
my assistant said that you guys paid for my airfare to come here. You put me in a hotel.
Did we do that?
You rented me from my wife, all that good stuff.
Mm.
I don't know.
And we got Chinese coming.
We're here. We're here. I'm a sucker for fried rice.
Fried rice.
Yes,
yes, the fried rice. All right, so back to it. Why get certified with the Lee Arnold System of Real Estate Investing? I mean, you're seeing a lot of these real estate gurus out there. You know, we're not going to mention our competition, but why us? Why get certified with us?
Last year, 2018, JT, we had over 50 loans close from our brokers.
Okay.
That is, we paid out almost $200,000 in fees. We had a broker close 50 loans and made $200,000.
Right.
Most people only make that in 5, 6, 10 years based on their income that they're doing right now.
Right, right.
What I love about this is I don't have to go and work for somebody 8 to 10 hours a day. I don't have to get up every Monday morning. It's like, oh, man, I got to go back to work again. No.
Right, punch in
the clock. I get to sit in my office, work for myself, and help others get access to money and make a six-figure income. Part of that is we're going to teach you getting certified. We want to teach you how to market, get those leads so you can work from home. You can quit your job.
And the core to any business is marketing, right? I mean, you got to be able to get the word out there.
The lifeblood of a business, JT, is leads, 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 leads.
You heard it from the man.
Without leads, you don't have sales. Without sales, you don't have revenue. And without revenue, you don't have a company. You don't have a business. So, I mean, we're here because we want to have revenue.
Okay.
And that's what I love about getting certified. Our next certification, JT, if you were not aware, it's in Orlando, Florida. And it's going to be held in Orlando May 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And this podcast will air prior to that. If you guys are interested in that, go to LeeArnoldSystem.com. Click on the certifications and trainings. You can go in there direct. If you guys are already signed up on a funding tour, one of our business development consultants will talk to you about those upcoming certifications so you can get in on that as well. All right.
So just to touch base, because I know there's a lot of people out there that want to go to Orlando, because it's the time of year. Orlando's fun. It's Florida. As long as you don't spend time at Universal Studios.
Key lime pie.
Yes, or Bubba Gump there, all that
Bubba
good
Gump.
Stuff.
Yep.
But what we're going to teach you the 4 days, JT, is we're going to teach you how to market, really get the leads flowing in, people that want to borrow money, how to go to a real estate club, how to go to the auction and start networking and getting those leads as well. We're also going to teach you how to vet it out, make sure, is it logical? Is it a good deal? Does it make sense? Because you don't want to get a reputation as a primary broker sending bad deals to lenders because, like, oh, my, there's another deal from JT. I don't even want to look at it, right?
Right, right.
I want the reputation. So you know what? Here's another deal coming from JT. All JT does is send good deals,
okay.
And I want to fund everything he's got.
So you're building – the more you do and the more successful broker deals you do, you're going to develop that kind of confidence in some of those guys with money.
Yes.
Or girls with money.
Yes.
To be able to like have the confidence to be like, oh man, Gary's bringing me another one. I made so much in my last one. I'm going to go with him.
And they call that reputational capital.
Nice.
And that's what it's about. Other things we're going to do is kind of go through the checklist of what lenders are looking for in regards to the paperwork, entity structure, all of that good stuff. A lot of great stuff. When working with lenders, what lenders are really looking for. How to talk to lenders is a key point.
Okay.
Because you got to be able to vet out your deals, A, to your client who wants to borrow money, but you got to vet out the deal to your lenders. You know what? I got a hot smoking deal. You want to hear about it?
Right. And they want to know that you're just not blowing smoke.
Exactly.
Right? They want to know that you're actually coming in with something credible that they can make a little money at, you can make a little money at. So you're building confidence.
That's what it's about, just making money.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then, obviously, you go through a checklist, paperwork. We cover that as well.
Yes.
You know, because that's – I think that people are find that daunting, too, is just so much paperwork in a real estate transaction.
But that's the business.
Yeah.
Even if you're fixing and flipping houses, getting a private money loan, getting a loan from a conventional bank, there's always going to be paperwork involved. When you're buying a house, when you're filling out a contract, there's more paperwork on filling out a contract and addendums and disclosures than typically there is to get a private money loan.
Okay.
So regardless, there's going to be paperwork involved. Non-doc loans out there, there's a few out there, but reality is that the type of person you want, you know. As a lender, I want to be full disclosure. I want to know everything that's going on because whose money is it?
Right.
Is it the bank's money or is it somebody else's money?
Somebody else's money.
So we're
it's
putting
OPM.
Somebody else's money at risk to invest in you. Do they want to know a little bit about you? Yeah. You know, we just
Have you found like anybody doing a bad deal where they'll get the repeat? I mean, is it something that if an investor goes in on a brokered deal and the deal turns sour. Have there been people that come back, or is it pretty much like one bad deal and done? You know, do you need to have that structure up front to prevent that from happening, or just sometimes do deals go south?
Deals do go south. Okay. Partners fall out. Something happens. You open up a wall, and all of a sudden there's something else. We had a deal in Chicago where they were going to pop the top. And if you don't know what pop the top is, they take the roof off and they build up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we lent money for that.
Multi-story.
Yeah. So yeah. It was a two-story house, and they were going to pop the top and build a three-story. This was in Chicago. But no one knew. The deal fell south. Why? Because when they got the infrastructure and the plans to build the third level.
Yeah.
The foundation wouldn't support it.
Oh, man.
Which means it was extra income because we all thought, you know, it's going to work. We lent the money, too, to get that deal done. I mean, several hundred thousand dollars to pop the top and build a new level, which is going to create extremely value. But when the architectural plans came in,
it's kind of a hidden obstacle.
The inspector said it's too much weight for the foundation, so you need to pour a new foundation to get that thing done. So guess what?
Bailed out.
Yeah. But here's the problem. They already popped the top. They took the roof off already.
So what happens?
So now we got to put the roof back on.
Oh,
so
man.
Is that a deal that kind of fell south? Yeah.
Yeah,
Was he able to get out of it? Yes. And that's what I love about the Lear-Owned System Real Estate, ladies and gentlemen. When you get involved with our family environment, JT, we have other people in a certain area. If you get in trouble, we can help bail you out. Nice. If you need financial partnerships to kind of come in as a gap funder, we got people that can help you out.
Well, and that's one of the things I think I dig about the system that we teach here is the fact that I've seen it where people that are either brokering or they're fixing and flipping, they're doing rehab, lien abatement, the new innovation that we have going on, wholetailing. You guys are interested in a wholetail. It's not a wholesale. It's not a retail. It's a wholetail.
You can learn
more about it at LearArnoldSystem.com. But we walk you through it. I mean, I hear on the phone, you yourself keep up on a lot of the people that you've mentored.
Yes.
And you know, for when they come up on a stumbling block, you know what to do. They get in touch with you and you kind of help them get through it and give them their options, correct?
And we kind of set that expectation. You know, this is a family. This is a partnership.
Right.
I mean, we're Cogo Capital, so we're your financing partner. We're Lee Arnold System Real Estate, your mentor, your coach, your trainer. It's not like, you know, hey, thanks for coming by. I taught
right.
you for 3 days.
Right.
You know, good luck.
Here's a book.
You know, jump
you
out
know.
Of the nest and start flying by
yeah.
yourself.
Here's
right?
a book. Go ahead. Get rich.
And that's not what we're all about. And that's right. what I love about Lee is he's just not one of those guys. I mean, this is all relationship. Real estate is about relationships, and that's what it's about.
Outstanding. All right. So why achieve master level training? All right. So you went through the funding tour. All right. Fundingtour.com, folks. All right. Because I know you guys are kind of like, yeah, well, what is this funding tour? Where can I get in on it? Fundingtour.com, sign up, give your information.
I started.
It's where Gary started. I think even Lee started in the seminar space.
He started at a similar funding tour with another company.
Okay.
But at our funding tours, we do a bus tour.
Okay. So you go out in the field.
Get out in the field. We actually go see a couple houses before and after, all that good stuff. And we kind of talk about what we would do at that house, what we wouldn't do.
Does that help you gauge the level of investing expertise that the attendees are at, to be able to go to?
It's a good start.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good start because we do get some experienced people there. We get some very green. I've never done a deal before.
Right.
But a lot of people are there because they want access to capital.
So it's all levels. So you don't need to necessarily be in the real estate business already, folks. You know, you can just go. If you have interest in it and you want to make money doing it, you can just go. So
if you've seen people on the TV shows making money, you can do it too.
Right. Exactly. All right. So, yeah, you've been to a funding tour. From the funding tour is the certification, which we just discussed. From the certification, you go to master's level.
So I kind of like to explain it. You've got grade school, which is the funding tour, kind of the introductory. You've got high school, which is the certification, kind of learning the concepts.
Right.
And then you've got the college level or the tech school, where you're actually doing hands-on training. I consider the master level to be the hands-on, where we're actually going to make you do stuff.
Okay.
Certification, you're just going to sit. It's fun. You're going to learn a lot.
Sure.
You're going to learn how to get out there and start doing it.
Right.
But it's not going to be as engaged hands-on as the master class. Because master class, we're gonna make you build out your paperwork with your logos, everything. We're going to make you get on the phone and call. You're going to leave here with leads in the pipeline before you actually get home.
Y'all going to learn today.
Yeah,
we're going to make you work today.
And that's the master. The master level, the master broker is designed to have you leave our 4 days with deals in the pipeline so you can start making money.
So you're already kind of like, getting them started, getting them rolling. They're starting downhill. They can gain some momentum and actually have the confidence to make those calls that we discussed in the previous podcast.
If you have been working the business for four straight days on your business, not my business, your business, we're putting your business together, putting a plan in, and you're working it. You're calling live leads that need to borrow money. You're making Craigslist ads. You're making LinkedIn, Facebook, all of it. You're doing all the marketing. We have people that are getting calls in during the training that have to step out and take that lead.
Nice.
Because we understand that leads is the most important part. So
and
you've got to do it.
Some of, and that's really happened. Some of those, you know, I happen to know this really great guy who runs the social media for this company, and he's actually filmed Facebook Lives on some of those people who have, you know, charmingly handsome dude,
too. Who is this guy?
He's I don't know, man.
Is he married?
He's that man. He is married, folks. He's married. Sorry. Anyway, yes, and you can see some of that, and it's true. You know, we've done that stuff where I'll go in there and run a Facebook Live video. You know, and you can go to any one of our pages, Facebook, Secured Investment Corp, Lee Arnold System of Real Estate Investment, Cogo Capital, and our new page, the Nationwide Funding Tour. That's just Nationwide Funding Tour. And these videos are cross-posted across all those platforms so they can actually see. And I've actually filmed some people like, hey, you know, JT, go talk to this person here. They just got a lead captured. And
yeah.
And they've made some money right there in the Masters
course.
Right
on the spot. And you'll see that real live. And they actually closed loans with Cogo Capital, and they made a broker check.
So you would definitely recommend, don't necessarily, I mean, obviously don't stop at the Nationwide Funding Tour, but, you know, don't necessarily stop at certification. The Masters level takes it even a step further, and you're boots on the ground, right?
It's boots on the ground. It's hands-on. It's live. It's interactive. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how I learn. I'm not a big let's read a book and start implementing. Teach me. Show me. Let me drive. Can you be the backseat driver? Make sure I'm going the right way. I'm shifting the right gears, all that good stuff. That's the master design is A, you're going to drive, and then I'm going to be your backseat driver to make sure you're doing it right.
And we have all different types of master's training. We have all different types of certification. You know, if you want to fix and flip, you want to do rehab, you want a lien abatement, which is an interesting innovation. You go into the zombie properties and fix up and raise the property value of neighborhoods. And then, you know, if you just want a faster pipeline to it, you know, broker is a much faster pipeline. It's the independent private money broker certification and the master independent private money broker training. And you can find all that at the LeeArnoldSystem.com. How are we doing on time, Peter?
We're doing all right, JT.
Are we doing all right? Because
JT, you mentioned I'm ready for zombies. I just picked up a new baby, so I'm ready for that zombie to come in.
Stop right there.
I'm with you.
Anyway, all right, so we've got a little extra time, correct, Peter? How are we
about
running?
10
about 10 minutes? Okay, so you know what? We've gotten through this. Is there anything that you want to, like, tell our listeners before we kind of move on to your speaking side of it, you know, why broker, if they're encouraged about it, or maybe if they're looking just for a faster pipeline into real estate investing, what would you recommend they do first?
I'm a big fan of just if you want to get stepped in regards to just learning and starting this, brokering, I'm not trying to be biased here, but what I love about the private money broker space is, A, you're going to be working, your number one client is real estate investors.
Okay.
So you're going to be working with investors on a daily basis, which means you're going to learn how to do this as you move forward.
Right.
What I love about being a private money broker is you can make money three, four different ways on just being a private money broker.
Right.
You can become a wholesaler and then offer financing.
Oh, wow. Them. Okay.
So
yeah.
So you wholesale deals, you get your wholesale check. But if you offer financing, could you be the private money broker and get the private money check for finding the lender to give them finance for it?
Okay. So break down the wholesaling, okay, for those of you listeners out there and people watching. Wholesaling a property. Now, what does that necessarily entail?
Finding a good deal.
Okay.
Get it under contract.
Okay.
Selling the contract to an investor just like you.
Okay, you're not doing anything.
No.
You're not swinging a hammer.
Selling a contract.
You're not working with city municipalities on this.
No.
You're not hiring a contractor to fix anything.
I am selling a real estate contract.
Sounds fast.
Says I have the authority to buy your house. I want to sell this and give an assignment of contract saying, here you go. You can buy my contract for $5,000.
Oh, okay. So
now you got to perform on that deal.
Right.
Okay? Do you need the money to do that for?
Yes, you do.
I have all the money you need.
Ah.
So let me be your prime money broker, sir.
I see.
Now, okay. JT, would you like to get paid three times?
Yeah.
Now, we'll teach you this at thefundingtour.com as well. We're going to teach you this. Get paid three times. Get your wholesale check. Get your broker check. Now, go get your real estate license, JT, and be the listing agent for that house when you fix it up. So here's the deal. This is my deal, JT. Right. I have control. It's my way.
Okay.
Or the highway, right?
Right.
Here's the option. You can buy my contract for $5,000.
Okay.
I'm going to provide the financing for you, and then when you're done fixing that house up, I am going to list it for you to sell it.
And then that's three checks in the mail.
Wholesale check, broker check, and my listing real estate agent check.
Now, do you find that all comes under one umbrella? Like, is it one paycheck or is it just kind of spread out because it's different aspects of the deal?
Three separate ways.
Okay.
Okay. And you want to treat that because it's different income streams, and that's what it's about.
Three deposits in your ATM, folks.
Three deposits.
We like that.
I mean, deposits.
Yeah, deposits are nice.
Yes.
It makes an ATM worth going to.
There's another strategy that we'll teach you at the master level on how to joint venture.
Okay.
So let JT.
Partnering up.
Yeah, because some of our master clients, when you get involved with Master Rehab or Lee's Inner Circle, the higher education levels with the Lee Arnold System Real Estate, you're able to get 100% financing with Kogo Capital. Up to 70% ARV will give you 100% of your purchase price, 100% of your rehab, and 100% of all your closing costs.
Okay, ARV is?
After repair value.
After
yes.
repair value. This is something you'll learn, folks.
Yes.
So pay attention.
All the acronyms, yes.
Okay.
So after repair value will end up a certain percent, 70% of the after repair value. So if it's worth $200,000, well, I'll give you a loan for $140,000. If you
okay.
can fit purchase price, closing costs, and rehab all with that, you bring nothing to the table. And I can tell you right now, there's very rare, there's a lot of lenders out there that do not give 100% financing. They want 10% down. They want 20% down. They want skin in the game.
They want skin in the game.
Now, the big difference here is when you come to a funding tour or you come to the certifications, you're getting skin in the game. You're getting reputation capital. You're being trained by someone in the Lee Arnold System Real Estate, either by Lee Arnold, myself, or other trainers throughout the system that are teaching you, which means you're getting reputation capital, which means we're willing to waive that skin.
And How's that voted? I mean, is there an actual committee that kind of goes over that? Let's say you've gone all the way to the master's courses, you've gone through it, you got a deal, but you need a little help from Kogo Capital, kogocapital.com. You can actually apply on the website.
Yeah, a little button. Just click on the button. Apply here.
But, in order to get that 100% financing, what happens there? Is there a committee for that? Does that, why would that be different to get 100% financing over... being that you just simply attended a course. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now, the qualification is if you attended Lee's Inner Circle, Master Rehab, Master Lean Abatement, or one of our regional clinics.
Okay.
Once you've attended that training, you're qualified to get 100% financing. If the deal's a little tight, then we can go to lender committee. There's a lender committee we can get together. We could talk about it. How can we make this work? Maybe make an exception here or there. But a lot of times when you've got that reputation capital, because you've attended several events,
right.
We're willing to side with you because you've taken your time, effort, energy to invest in the Lee Arnold System Real Estate, which means we want to invest in you as well.
And you're trained by us, so we know you're going to hopefully get it right.
Correct.
From the jump here and work all of the elements of the system.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. It looks like we got to wrap up. I'm getting that wrap up thing from Peter Slaney. He's hungry. So we got
the food's here.
The
yes.
food's here. Like we gotta get going. Gary, man, I appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for coming out.
No, seriously, thanks very much. We hope you guys have enjoyed us. Gary Myers, Vice President.
I will
President.
See you guys again.
He will be back.
At a funding tour.
At a funding tour.
Or Master Rehab.
There you have it. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Kogo Capital, the Real Estate Investors Podcast. If you guys are interested, it all starts at a funding tour, fundingtour.com. Get in on it. 3 days. Really? Is this what we're doing?
I've been wanting to do that all day.
All right. So for those of you who are like all on audio only, he just, we have these stress balls that we give out at our funding tours, the little squeezable. And I just got, I got dumped on like a hockey coach. Anyway, thanks for joining us. I'm JT DeSocio. We hope you'll join us next time. KogoCast, the Real Estate Investors Podcast.